How to evangelize a Catholic person. Here's a good challenge. How to evangelize a Catholic person. Question one, the approach. Question two, setting of the relevant scriptures. And number three, avoiding the arguments. Well, that's how you evangelize a Catholic. You done it! It's different for every person. It's different for every individual who's giving the Bible study, but it's also different for every individual who you're approaching. Depends. A friend of mine was an atheist Catholic. Try and figure that one out. Right? But you couldn't approach him with scripture. He was an evolutionist, so you had to approach him with evolution. The approach is dependent on the person who's receiving the information. Okay? Very important to understand your target market. Secondly, the setting of the relevant scriptures. This is very important. There is no use that you go into an argument on systems, etc., if you don't have the basis of scripture for your commonplace discussion. I would recommend that you start off by asking a person, a Catholic in this case, do you believe in the Bible? And if their answer to that is yes, then you go to the next. If they say no, well, then you have to start and go in a different direction. If they say yes, what I do then is I say, right, do you believe in the Ten Commandments? Generally, they say yes. And you say, right, which ones? And they say, what do you mean? And you say, well, the ones that you taught or the ones that the Bible teaches? And they say, I don't understand. And then you've got your door. So it depends on the approach, depends on the person, the setting on the relevant scriptures. I would recommend that you start with the commandments. It hits them very hard though. But it depends on how you do it that you have to always do it in love. Bring the person to Christ. It's not about beating a person up with scripture. It's about allowing that person to find Jesus. Right? And then the third point is avoiding an argument. How do you avoid the argument? Well, I would like to use my own life experience to explain that is a critical element of evangelism. When I went to my family and I tried to tell them what I found, I was greatly excited. And I went to them and I tried to explain to them. They got so cross with me trying to tell them what was going on that we got into an argument. And I went back and I fought with my own parents, with my own family, to the extent that I was ill for 2 weeks. I almost had a heart attack, right? Because I was like screaming in my mind, why don't you see it? Why can't you see it? But we need to understand that it's not our role to convict somebody. It's our role to put a seed in the ground. What happens when you put a seed in the ground, by the way? If you put a seed on the ground, what happens? It dies. What do you have to do? Yeah, you have to make a hole and then you put it inside and then what do? You cover it up. And then you give? Right. And then a week later, you dig it open and then you pull out the root and then you put it back in and cover it up again. And then a week later, you dig it up and you pull out the leaf, right? Now, what do? You just leave it there. And that's what we have to do, right? Spiritually, it's not our role to rip out the roots on our family spirituality and our friends. We are supposed to put in the seed, you cover it up, and it dies. And then who's the Holy... Who's the water? Who's the water? Who's the rain? The Holy Spirit. Then every seed that you plant, and you don't stop, you just keep on planting seeds, but you don't pull out the root. You plant a seed and you pray for the Holy Spirit to convict. You plant a seed and you pray for the Holy Spirit to convict. And after a while, you see the little plants coming above the soil. Then it's the only time that you know that there's life. Does it make sense? Until you see a leaf come through the ground, you think that thing is dead. You don't know what's going on. That's the role of the Holy Spirit, not the role of man.